So it's very, very cold. Backstage here at the William Lovelace Hall in Wivenhoe. But it's actually quite warm when you walk through those doors, those wonderful stage doors. It must mean it's a Wivenhoe pantomime technical rehearsal. We've got a few stage directions being called out as we talk. So briefly, I'm quite privileged to have some time with Sarah, who is the writer and the director of
Thank
Monsters
Rock. Thank you for joining us again, Jason. Yeah, snowing outside, but nice and cosy in here and... In full swing with our technical rehearsal this afternoon.
Which means what? So people might know a technical rehearsal explains it, but some of the nuts and bolts, please.
Okay, this is kind of where I hand over to the backstage crew. We have our stage manager, Matt, who is in charge today. It's so everybody involved backstage can do their bit. The lighting guys can test that the lights are working properly. There's the sound effects. The people doing the props can make sure that the props are coming in and out at the right time. And the costume and makeup can just sit there, check everything's working. And so we can make any adjustments today to get it right for the dress rehearsal and the performances.
And that's quite something, Sarah, because only more or less this time last week or a couple of weeks ago, you were rehearsing, I think, looking very professional in a congregational hall and all its limitations. But there was no costumes, no scenery, no lighting. How on earth did you get from that stage a mere 2 weeks ago to where you are now? Because this is a pretty professional setup.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it is actually months of planning. Almost before we agreed to put on a show, we take the script to people backstage who can say, yes, they're going to be involved. Yes, they can do all the effects. Because I can write it. I can say what I want. But I have to talk to these guys. Well, it's way back in the summer, really. This is what I've written. Can you do what I want? They go away. So from September, we might have been rehearsing. But also from September, they've been planning. So we have lots of meetings every couple of weeks. Lots of emails flying around. And they got into the William Lovelace Hall on Thursday. And since then, they've been beavering away, getting the stage up, the... scenery up and doing everything you see here today. So it's a massive undertaking
and it looks spectacular, and I'm going to adhere to the very, well, I wouldn't say strict, but the informal policy of no photos now because we're in costume. I don't want to spoil the surprise, which I'll wait until the show starts. But if you could maybe just take a step back, Sarah, and when you, I know you're very much now in your professional role, but if you were just to look at what we've just seen with the lighting, the scenery, the costumes, is that really what you envisaged maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it's more or less exactly what I wanted. Sarah Smith has worked tirelessly to paint the scenery for me. She's been absolutely wonderful. Yeah, Jan, who did all the props for me, we sat down and chatted, and everything I wanted is just perfect. Everything's absolutely how I imagined it. So it is nice, actually, because you do have to let go of your baby and trust people to do what you've asked them to and just hope it works out. And as you can see today, it's just looking fantastic. So I'm really pleased.
And a final question, Sarah. So you run a very, very tight ship. We're a bit short on time. I think the second act is going to start really, really quite soon. So today's Sunday. We have Wednesday is when the show opens. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, matinee on Saturday afternoon.
That's
There's
right.
There's also on Tuesday for something quite special for the more mature folk.
Yes, what we do, we started the pantomime way back in 1990, and we always thought it'd be nice to offer a free night out for anyone over the age of 60. So what we do, we have a dress rehearsal Monday night. So Tuesday night is our second dress rehearsal. It's a great opportunity for the cast to get used to working to an audience before the paying audience are there on Wednesday. But it's also nice to let everybody in Wivenhoe over a certain age have a free night out. It's so I'm just hoping the snow goes by Tuesday, because I'd love to fill it up with people.
So that's Tuesday. It's free for anybody 60 or over.
That's right.
7 o'clock start.
It starts at 7:30. The doors open at 7, so you can come in, get your seats. You don't need tickets. You just literally turn up, grab yourself a seat. We will still be laying on refreshments, and there will be programmes and a raffle. And it's just going to be like a proper performance. It just gives the cast a little bit of confidence before the paying audience on a Wednesday.
I'm so tempted to take some photos because it's quite stunning, but I shall hold off. But I can give away, I think, it's not too many secrets.
No.
You've got a show. I think
you're
pretty much there now and you're hitting your peak run. So break a leg and all that, Sarah. It's been wonderful.
Thank
it's been
you.
Great to actually see it going from your first early gatherings to where you are now. It's going to be spectacular. So I wish you well and all the cast. I think you really deserve to pull this off in a very, very encouraging way. Thank you for your
Fantastic.
Help.
Fantastic. Thank you for supporting us, Jason. Thanks.